Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida. Crowd podcast.
See, why are you so aggressive, bruv?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it. Coming up this week.
I went, what the fuck did you say? I went, oh my, I switched. I went London. And all my boys there, they were like, dinner, calm down, calm down. You're making a scene. There was a few people that knew us there. I was like, what do you mean not make a fucking scene? You haven't experienced racism, bruv, so you don't know how it switches.
And we're back for episode 7.
What's happening, my people? Another week, another episode.
Hey, we're in a different studio today.
Lights in my face. On our sofa. And there's a reason we're in our studio. We'll get to that later. But for now, tell them about yesterday.
We went back to our school, which was very interesting. Back to St. Augustine's. I never thought we'd go back there and give an assembly.
To the year 7s and 8s.
7s and 8s. And then we told them about what we used to do. We used to do a last clap.
In assembly.
So whoever claps last is the winner. So then, you know, when everyone claps, and we just keep the clap going. So just ruined, like we was real disruptive kids.
We mentioned that and then they started doing it after each clap.
Yeah.
Like all the youth started just clapping, last clap. All the teachers looked at us. The head teacher came up to us. He was like, you know, since you lot left school, that hasn't been in the school. Now you lot have just made the kids start doing it again. So for the next however long year of school, they're gonna be stressed still.
Hey, them kids are so small.
Tiny.
Bro, you was that small though. I can't imagine myself to be that small.
But do you know what made me, yesterday made me realize that we were some of the naughtiest kids ever. Like them youths, they were talking, shouting, this, that. But us, like we were a different caliber, bro.
I was a good kid, bro.
You was not a good kid.
I was a good kid.
Your grades hid the fact
that I was a naughty kid.
That you was a naughty kid.
Yeah, I got away with a lot of things.
Tubbs, before we go any further, we got a brand new sponsor.
Is that right, Hads?
This episode is sponsored by none other than Ahmed Tea, the award-winning global tea company that me and Tubbs have been drinking our whole lives. They're founded on a love of tea and a commitment to quality.
With a range over 300 perfectly blended teas and infusions.
They only work with the finest tea gardens around the world and they're inspiring the love of tea everywhere. Not only that, Tubbs, but you can easily find their whole range at ahmedtea.com alongside Amazon and Ocado for quick and easy delivery. Go on then, Tubbs, tell the people what they're offering.
Classic and bold English breakfast teas, elegant Earl Grey teas, flavours and cardamom teas, a punchy range of fruity and herbal teas, including wild strawberry tea, a range of classic tea created with Kew Gardens, a new decaf range of teas, including a delicious hazelnut and chocolate tea.
And if that's not enough, treat yourself to 20% off at ahmedtea.com using the online code TANDH20. That's T, you know the and, that's like the little...
The and sign.
The and sign. TANDH20. 20. And in case you're getting things done early, their Christmas products are now available online, including a tea advent calendar and tea baubles. Were you getting any for anyone, Tubbs?
Right, I'm going to get them for everyone I know. And don't forget, Hides, every cup of Ahmed tea makes the world a better place.
Separately, big up Ahmed tea, though.
Big up Ahmed tea.
We've been drinking them our whole life.
My whole life, you know.
Whole life. It's cardamom tea.
It's infusion. Let man know. It's infusion. It's not tea. It's infusion. But respect that.
Leng. God bless Ahmed tea.
Every time.
Yep.
Today, we are joined by none other than Diren Cartel.
You saying
what's
instant.
Going on?
What's happening?
What's going on, guys? Yes.
Good.
How's it going back to school?
It brought back a lot of feelings, a lot of memories. Very nostalgic.
How many GCSEs you left with?
I left with 13.
Nice. What about you?
Yeah. I left with 3.
But I left with 2, bruv.
Three.
And one of them was Turkish.
Yeah.
One of them was Turkish. I was actually at a school yesterday. I got asked to go do a talk at some private school. I put slides up and everything. It was about like nutrition, mental health, fitness, all of that stuff. And on my slides, I was like, note to self, do not swear.
Do not swear.
But I was like, I ended up swearing. And I was like,
no way.
They were like 16 years old. They were like, so it was a sixth form. So I was like, they've heard it all before.
Mm.
I was like, if you fail in your GCSEs, it's not the end of the world. I'm doing all right.
Literally. You know what I mean? Do you know what it is? Yesterday, they gave me the mic. I went to speak, asked the man them. I don't know why. I was mad nerve. Because before, I was like, you know what? I got a message to tell these kids.
Yeah.
I need to tell them this. When I came to tell them, I froze and crumbled. Because I can't handle pressure.
Have you done much public speaking?
No, never. Like before TV, I hated like even taking pictures. I used to be the one taking the pictures.
Okay.
Just to not be in the picture.
Yeah.
Like, I hated being in the public eye. Like I was always the guy in the background.
Yeah.
In the corner. I hate standing even in front of my friends and doing speeches.
The screen, I mean, like a camera,
let
is
alone
different to people.
200-300 kids, bare teachers, new.
The kids are worse.
Worse, because they're all looking at looking at you like that.
You know, they're looking to like pay you off.
Do you get what I'm saying? They're
looking to like say something. Even me yesterday, my first question was, what was it like meeting Hezbollah? I met Hezbollah in Turkey the other week.
Yeah.
And I was like,
little one.
Yeah. I met him in Istanbul.
He is such a G,
bro. Bro, he is, bro.
Yeah. I can't lie. Like,
I said, you're king, brother, when you're the goal.
He is the guy.
He's tiny.
Small. Hey, like people think kilos. He's a kid. He's not a kid, you know.
He's 19, yeah.
He's 19 years old.
He's 19. He's 19.
But that's why he gets away with a lot. He punches man in the face. Bro, this, that.
Yeah, no.
Scuffs man and he just gets away with it.
If he punches you in the face, and you punch him back, bro. That's abuse. It's child abuse.
No, it's not. So what happens is they roll with fighters, innit? He rolls with fighters. Yeah. So I took a picture and we did a little video with him and I was hoping he chinned me, innit? I was hoping he just gave me a little bruv. But next to him, there was like four Dagestani brothers.
Yeah, like serious.
Khabib looking motherfuckers. Mm. And I was like, okay, I've got to be careful. So before I darted to chat to him, I was like, I do jiu-jitsu, innit? So I know like all the martial arts scene. I'm like, big man, is it all right if I chat to Hezbollah? He was like, okay. But they're like protecting, they're surrounded.
Yeah.
Because if he gets into a crowd, mate, he'll get crushed.
Yeah, he'll get finished.
He'll get crushed. Mm-hmm. But they look after him, bro. And I wouldn't want to mess with who's rolling if I'm being all cauliflower ears, all wrestlers, all fighters.
Late in life, I had to learn about a man with cauliflower ears. Forget about it. Just keep walking, mate. Don't even bother.
When I used to go judo, it's just like anyone with cauliflower ears, you don't want to fight them.
100%.
Their grip is stiff. They're like, they're trying to choke. They're ready to just take you out.
The man them used to go judo.
I haven't been judo in a while. I never actually went like all the time, but I've been going for like years, but in and out. So when I'm like on my healthy wave, I'm like, yeah, let me, I'll incorporate that into my training.
Let's be real, bro. You ain't been judo.
I've been judo 15 for like
years,
bro.
Don't tell me 2 years.
Two and a half years, 3 years. Sorry, bro.
But yeah, sorry, Darren. We've just gone.
That's fine, bro.
Tell us a bit about you, what you do.
Me? I'm a personal trainer. Well, I started off with football, ended up becoming a personal trainer, been coaching people for like 10 years. And then I started doing online stuff. And that's when that kind of Instagram and now kind of TikTok is just kind of built up. TikTok is mad right now.
It's crazy apps though. I mean, when you think about it, what, 2 billion people in the world have it?
I know they're trying to ban it in some places, in America especially.
They've been trying for a few years.
For ages.
Yeah.
For ages.
Chinese, innit? The Chinese got control over that. So they're trying to ban it. But me, I've been coaching for years and years. And then finally, I was like, I had enough of the gym floor and I wanted to help as much people as possible, make more impact, which is why I went like on social media. Started off with Instagram, Facebook, Instagram. And now just everything, bruv. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything, everywhere. Doing as much as you can. It's too many platforms now, bruv.
Too many.
Yeah, still. Everything.
I'm like, you're trying to post everywhere. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
I've always wanted to do TV. I want to do some TV because I've got my coaching business. I do social media and stuff, but I want to be like, just grab the mic, put me in front of a camera. Get some people there.
Trust me, bro.
And I think if you can vibe well with people, you guys obviously do.
That's what it is. Yeah. You see our on-screen connection because we've all grown up together. Same area, our whole lives. We know each other inside out.
Yeah.
Like we were able to do stuff on screen that if they had two random people with Zoo, that vibe wouldn't be,
it won't
there.
Be there.
Whereas us, we rip each other on TV, like
take the
piss out of each other, all this stuff. Like no one's seen that.
So we get each other angry, proper angry.
Like,
we know each other's buttons, and they think we're acting.
We're not acting.
We kind of pretend we're acting. But. So it's like he'll annoy me. I'll get annoyed. So the crew don't think I'm just moving mad now.
Because the crew get shook and they think, oh my days, these lot about it. Because they've seen us go at it on set. We've gone at it.
And we just tell them we're acting
to the point, punch ups and that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
kick, slap, punch you. Man are getting in between us. After we kiss, hug, make up. But the crew, they ain't seen stuff like that. They bug. They think, oh my days, this is going to go left. They don't know. We've been doing this since.
Especially when you got bare white guys behind the camera. They're like, oh, I've never seen
this. You know what I'm saying? They're thinking, oh my God.
It's true though, isn't it? You know when, because even like, say, if you're from like the ends or whatever, and the way you talk is different. If you're talking with your boy, you might get heated like this. But then someone from the outside sees that, oh my days, they're fucking fighting.
They're gonna kill each other, this, that.
Especially like when I'm speaking Turkish with my family, someone from the outside looks, I'm like, wow, your dad looks angry.
I'm like, no,
he's just asking me how my day was.
Literally,
nothing crazy.
Somalians do that as well, you know. Somalians, I have a Somalian neighbor used to play out with him football every time. And his mum used to like come out and be like, oh, come drink some water or have a snack. But I used to think he's in trouble every time because he used to sound mad every time. But then afterwards he told me, yo, like, nah.
The Russians are like that as well, bruv.
Yeah.
Oh my days.
Couple languages.
When you chat to a Russian, you can't tell if they like you or not.
Even Kurds.
Even like me, bruv.
They're good at keeping straight faces.
They're keeping straight face, bruv.
Happy, sad, crying, laughing, straight face.
You can't tell, 100%.
Yeah, so we first went onto your page through our manager, Ash.
Yeah.
You done a video with him and that video done quite well.
I think it's on nearly 3 million views on TikTok.
That's gone off.
Hundreds of thousands on Instagram and I think a few hundred thousand on Facebook as well.
Yeah, it was a crucial question. It was a good question. And a lot of people don't want to answer this question. It's a stiff question. You asked them, what is a woman? Let's hear Ash's response.
A woman can decide to call himself a man, and a man can decide to represent as a woman. And what do you think about that? It's each to their own, innit?
Was you expecting that answer from
that response?
No, to be honest, I just expect a conversation or something. The problem is people don't talk.
Yeah.
They're scared to talk, whether they think they're going to get cancelled or like they don't want to speak about their true opinion. Because I mean, nowadays, everyone gets fucking offended, innit? So anything you say, you're going to offend someone. 100%. But people hold back from that because they think, oh, maybe that might upset someone.
Yeah, I respect that, man. Have you ever answered that question?
No, not yet. No, not really.
Are you looking to answer that question?
I'll answer that. I don't, mate. I don't care,
What is a woman?
Honestly, for me, right, from my cultural background, from what I've seen, when I think of a woman, my mum comes to my mind, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing comes to my mind is like
warmth,
home,
yes,
love. Someone that is like selfless,
yes,
to their kids and family. And you know, and I know there's people going to be like, oh my God, they're naive fucking trying to say that. Like women are just that and we can't be like business women and all that shit. Shut your mouth. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is, for me, in my opinion, that is what I see. A sacred person, bruv.
Yeah.
You know, someone that I would love to... Like, I know, I'm sure you guys are the same. You want to look after your mom, innit?
Of course.
You want to look after your family.
Of course.
So for me, I see a woman as that. But however women want to see themselves, that is completely up to you. Because the problem is nowadays, people don't speak enough.
They don't
have enough conversations. Mm. So whereas I might get, if I was chatting to like all my black boys, like where you guys were brought up, where I was brought up, all your black guys, you don't hold back, innit?
Mm.
You ask them a million questions. You either go to their house and you see their family cooking either jollof rice or your yardie friends, rice and peas, whatever. You ask them questions, you see it. You don't hold back. You're not fearful of asking questions. But so many people are so shit with interacting and communication that they can't get to that level where they can ask that person.
Yeah.
What I believe I'm good at and what I see that you guys are obviously good at is being able to break that barrier down quick and just talk to people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to create more of that instead of people being fearful of asking a question. What is it to you then? What's a woman to you?
For me, just like you said, for me, when I picture a woman, I can only relate to the woman of my life. And I can only answer this question as a man.
Yeah.
So.
Because you don't know what it's like to be a woman, right?
I don't know what it's like. I can only answer this question as a man. For me, a woman, we all come from a woman. A woman gives life to the earth. Just like he says, like selfless, but so should be a man, you know?
Yeah.
So should be a man, like in the same way. But if you could like break it down, how else do you want to answer that question? Do you want to answer it like by science? Do you want to answer it by
biologically, culturally?
You know, it's different.
There's so many different answers.
You could just say XX chromosome, XY chromosome. Just leave a question like that. Leave it like that.
Yeah. You're right.
Or
you're right.
You can just like
go deeper into it.
Or you can be like in certain subjects, a sex of someone is different from a gender, and they make differences of that. And it depends how you want to answer it.
Yeah. What about you? Similar thoughts?
They hit the nail on the head. Like me, as goes a man, back to your mom,
innit? Answer it as a man as well. Yeah. I can't tell you from a woman's perspective.
Of course. Yeah. I get that. And it's funny because there'll be people that will get offended by that because someone will turn around and be like,
what exactly though would they get offended by? Because I'm not trying to offend no one at all.
No, the thing is, people usually get offended or bite back is when you target something that they're feeling about themselves that maybe they can't deliver. So maybe a woman that can't give birth might potentially go around and be like, well, hold on. So you're saying I'm not womanly because I can't give birth. So like someone would find a way to like get offended by that.
But even a man's like in nature, a man's mission is to spread his seed. Yeah. What if his seed is not working? Trust you know, me. What if he's like, you know what I mean? What if the ink of the pen run out?
Yeah. What if I asked you, what is a man? Well, what would you say?
A man is a man of his word. A man is a man of his word. A man is needs to be responsible. Woman needs to be responsible. That whatever humans that they a lot of things are in common.
But you would say they're different or not?
Of course, we're different. Like the hormones as well. You know, when we go through puberty, different hormones get released and different things. That's why you know a lot of people that are bodybuilders, a lot of people that take steroids, they have like estrogen blockers and things like that. To stop.
A lot of things happen. Yeah, but when they take steroids or. Or like in different general.
Things because there's like testosterone.
Yeah.
You know, that boosts.
Is everything.
Testosterone, yeah. Testosterone.
Is everything for a man. A guy without testosterone is, I mean, morning glory. When you wake up, bruv, that's your testosterone. You get that in the mornings, bruv, you're good. But that's everything. Rise, you know why? Shine. Because you're like, you wake up, you're motivated. Yeah. You're driven. Yeah. That's why guys, as they get older and sometimes testosterone drops, they find it a lot more difficult to see purpose in life, which can then lead to male depression and whatnot later on. Which 100%. Is why I said it straight. When I'm 50, bruv, I'm doing tests straight.
TRT.
If I need it, if my TRT is low, if my testosterone is low, then I'll 100% hit. 100%.
That makes sense. Hopefully you don't need that. Hopefully you just stay working out. Some people, they just get it. They get a natural level from just working out because working out boosts your testosterone.
So training.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. Good lifestyle.
Yeah.
Less stress. These are all things that naturally will boost your testosterone, like 100%, which is why it's so important for people to train and be active. That's why people that train, that usually sex drive is tends to be higher, unless you're like a Kurd or you're from the Middle East and your sex drive is like always there, bruv.
No lies.
I bet your dad still makes jokes, innit?
You don't even know. Aye.
So, are you married?
Me, nah.
Is your family, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Is your family on you to get married?
You know what? My family's on to me about, I had a bit of a situation when I was quite young where I was with the same girl for a very long time.
Yeah.
I actually was about to get married and I pulled out the wedding 3 months prior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cold feet?
Nah, not at all. I was just like, I've got a lot of things to achieve in my life and I think it's very important for a male to know their self and achieve certain things before they commit properly, I think, to a marriage, which then ends up, and you know, the guys I'm talking about, when you get sucked into a relationship you don't really want to be in and you prioritize them more than yourself, and then you end up being depressed and unhappy later on, is an issue that I did not want to be in.
Real responsible man right there, you know?
Cheers.
I can relate still, but.
But I didn't want to be like, if I'm being really honest, I didn't want to be a 40-year-old in a club looking at 18-year-old girls. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you get what I'm trying to say by that? So I think it was important to go,
you wanted to do right by her and you felt like if you stayed with her, you might have not done right
I
by her.
I would have resented.
Yeah. So you done the right thing in the long run. So you pulled off the plaster quickly rather than slowly.
A lot of people, they avoid either those conversations.
100%.
Or the struggles that they need to go through 100%. To like overcome. And it's mad. You go through a crazy struggle. I'm sure you guys have struggled with certain things. You feel fucking invincible, innit? It's great. It's a great feeling.
Hey, my family are on me to get married, boy. I'm trying to say that. 20... So I kept making excuses that you're making. It is just excuses. Think about it. Yeah. And I kept telling them, I need to move. I need to just achieve more things. And I need to, like, you know what I'm saying, be more financially stable. So I kept making these excuses. And they're like, yo, Ahmed, now you've been working. You've been, like, you've done everything that, like you've.
You're a TV excuses. Star. You're
you know what I'm saying, yeah?
Like, come on. Mamet, come on.
She kept saying, like, I went on a halal date, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Say what lie.
You didn't tell me.
I went on a halal date.
What?
We don't know about it.
You didn't tell, man.
Yeah.
You said, remember, I told you you might as well do it just to get out of the way.
No, I didn't tell the man. I told D and Z.
How did it go?
It went good, you know. Was it awkward? I thought it would be awkward. Like, because like, it's not an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
It's just it's a date. It's like you're getting to know someone, but it's halal because like, it's her mum and my mum were sitting on the table next to us.
What?
Yes, it was.
That's
bad.
How it is.
Shut up.
Certain cultures, yes.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't know that was allowed.
it's obviously right. Each they set whatever the rules are, innit? Like,
so
they
would
have
you
to be there? They don't have to be there.
Okay, so like, there's that freedom.
It's whatever they say, innit? Like,
so if you were to get married for you guys or for your parents, does it matter where they're from? Does it have to be culturally the
for
same?
Me, no.
I don't think it matters where they're from, but like they want someone that just like, there's certain things they feel like, things that we've been through that kind of structured with the people that we are.
Okay.
Like we came from war. Mm. We've come here to create a new life. We learned new language. We're quite open to different things. Like as long as they believe in God, because my parents are religious and they don't have to be Muslim. It was Christian or Jewish, they'll be happy.
Okay. You as well, or?
Me, I've been married and divorced.
My guy.
Hey.
That's what I said, I can relate.
Experience, man, you know.
It's probably the same boat.
Same. That's what I said. I know. And it got to the point where I had to make a decision. Do I stay in Sutton that's just going to carry on messing me up mentally just for the sake of we're here now and or do I just put myself first and pull the plug and... I had to.
Was she feeling the same or?
No.
You know what's crazy here? You probably did her such a favor.
100%.
In the sense of like, I think it's important. I think one of the biggest problems that I was having and probably you had as well is, love, you need to go and experiment. Go have fun. Be free. Do whatever you want.
We were young still. We were still mad young. Like, obviously us, our culture, how we are growing up. Like you think, I want to be married by 20, kids by 22, 3, 4, 5. As you get older, you realize, rare, like, now that it's been so long, man's been out of it, I realize, man, I was young, bro. What was I thinking?
And also, I think what parents forget and what, like, our culture might forget is that you're going from a complete different system to a Western system where we're in school with very different people to who they were in school with.
Yeah.
So when you're there and you've seen all these things, you might get a bit of FOMO when you're seeing your boys dating, doing this, one night stands, I don't know, whatever it is, that you might need to experience to be like, you know what? I need to get this out of my system to then, when I meet someone, I know, I'm like, you know what? I've been around in a sense of I've met so many people that I'm down for you. And I think it's the same for women as well. Like I've got a lot of older female clients that get quite overweight from being unhappy. They lose a bit of weight. They become really happy. They realize what they need. They get divorced and they're like, Darren, I just got married because I felt like I had to. I need to go date, meet people, experience, have bad dates, have bad this, have good this, then to fully know like what's happening. I think it's important. I don't know.
Yeah, no, don't get twisted. Like me with my family, it was never a pressure thing.
Yeah,
if
anything,
it was tech time. Like
my brother got married at 19. Oof. So for them, they're like, so like it's quite normal to get married when you're young.
Mm.
Like, you know, sex before marriage is haram.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have that.
I've met multiple girls with boyfriends that talk and act a way that they shouldn't, right? Mm. And that only, I think, comes from them not being happy. And you can't, it's very hard to be happy, fully happy, if you get married to the first person you start dating.
100%.
Because your mind's always going to wonder.
What if
that? Mm. They see someone, they're like, raw, he's a good looking lad. He's cool. Obviously, you can be attracted to people.
Mm.
But maybe if they did that in a sense of experience dating a few guys or whatnot, they'll turn around and be like, oh, he's a good looking lad. Cool. But I'm happy, you know. Yeah. I'm real happy.
Come on. So you're not only a TikToker, you're a PT. If you can give us a quick rundown.
Yeah.
What do you think of the health situation in this country?
Okay, so in this country, well, everywhere really, people in general like to overcomplicate things, right? For some reason, overcomplicating things makes people think, I think it's a way of avoiding doing the simple things that require discipline and consistency. Whether that's getting up on time, getting up at 7 a.m., going for a walk, getting steps in, going to the gym 3-4 times a week. People don't like to do the boring stuff, which then affects them, and they start going from 0 to 100 with either a shitty diet or they go and do, I don't know, no carbs before marbs or some shit like that, right? They go ham, and it doesn't fix the actual problem that requires simplicity and discipline.
Okay, I'm a fat man.
I wouldn't say fat, I'll say you're a big man, bruv.
What advice would you give to, okay, I'm a big man.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you saying about fat shaming? I have an opinion on it as well.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm allowed to have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been fat since I was a kid.
Well, you're very likable, so I don't think you ever had an issue, innit?
So what's your quick opinion on it, if you don't mind?
My quick opinion is, I think people that are really overweight and when it's unhealthy should be told in the right way.
I agree.
So me, if I was close to you, if I was one of your boys, I think I would know how to deliver it to you.
How would you do it? Just let's hear it. I want the people to know.
Oh, like Tubbsy.
Yes.
Not being funny, bruv.
Yeah.
I love you in that. But if you don't sort this out now, I'm going to be visiting you in hospital in 20 years' time.
That's true, man.
And I'm not going to lie. I love you in that. But like, I've got my life and I can't be wasting too much time because you didn't make the right choices when you were younger, when I warned you.
Wait. So thank you, man. I appreciate that. If Hyder did this, he'll be saying,
hey, bro.
he'll be like, hey.
Nah, to be fair, Zoo's always on him still.
Okay, that's good. That's
but
good. That's
we're good. Both fat. They're so both fat.
But do you know what it is? It's funny because like, he'll be sitting there 2-3 in the morning, yamming, something mad. Zoo will walk in and be like, what are you doing? Do. But then next day, Zoo will be sitting there eating something. He'll walk in and he'll be like, or what, eating that at this time, yeah? Zoo will be like, bro, you dumb, yesterday you ate this and that.
Well, I just say, now the
I've seen him do some wild stuff in the kitchen late in the morning.
Bro, I'll cook something, bro, and then eat it.
Do you remember that
I'll
night?
I'll make a dessert, and then I'll eat that, and then I'll look what else. I'll probably chop up some fruit, and then
my
we'll
brother,
eat that.
One night, bro, what did you do? You put two donuts together in the middle of, what was it you
I made
done?
A mad,
oh, bro, this brand makes sandwiches with anything.
So I just get
anything.
I'm not gonna lie, bruv, I'm salivating right now.
I get loads of components and that work together and I put it in a sandwich.
What I don't think, you probably don't know what you're eating in the sense of you don't realize how much fun you can have with food and still get great results. This is what people don't realize. People think when you need to diet, you need to say bye to all the good stuff.
Yeah.
This isn't the case. Example, how much do you weigh?
120.
120 kilos. Do you know how much you eat a day?
Yeah.
In calories?
No.
Okay. See, you don't know what the energy amount is.
Yeah.
If I was to tell you, you can have 3,500 calories a day.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a lot or do you think that's
a lot? I think that's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. But guess what? With your weight and your size, if you were on those calories, 3,000 calories to 3,200 calories, you'd lose weight.
Yeah.
You're right. People don't realize is when you go, no, I'm not going to eat today. I'm trying to lose weight. Not going to eat today. Boom. Nighttime comes. Because you haven't eaten all day, you're like, wait, it's time to go ham with these donut sandwiches or whatever it is that you want to make.
Yeah.
But once you put some control in it, if I had you as a client, I'd be like, Tubbsy, you can eat what you want. Just hit this number every day.
Okay.
You'll be like, okay. You're like, what? Can I have this donut? If it's in your numbers, yeah, go for it, bro. Yeah. Go for it, bro. Just hit your protein. Make sure you do your training 2 to 3 days a week. Get 10,000 steps in a day. You're good to go. And you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And if you want, we can try it as well.
What do you think of the people saying, oh, stop eating carbs and that?
Fucking idiots. You're fucking idiots.
Why? Right, let me know. Enlighten me.
Carbs are food. Everything is food. 1 gram of carbohydrate is 4 calories. 1 gram of protein is 4 calories. 1 gram of fat is 9 calories.
Okay.
All of these things are energy. So it's a matter of you controlling your energy. Mm. The reason people go, oh, I cut out carbs and I lost loads of weight. That's because 1 gram of carb holds on to about 4 grams of water.
Yeah.
So what happens is when someone cuts their carbs out and jump on the scale, all the water that they would retain goes. And they jump on the scale and goes, oh my God, I lost 5 kilos. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Oh my God. I'm like, no, you just lost fucking water weight, bro.
Yeah.
That's all you lost.
Underneath all this, I'm ripped. Like, bruv, solid, bro.
100%, like, I believe you.
I got packs, bro.
Everyone's got packs, you're saying.
I know.
You're born with them, bro. So it's just you can't see them right now.
What? You train every day?
Yeah, I train every day. I train every day, most days.
Like, do you have a specific routine or you just go do whatever?
Yeah, because, so basically.
You train with your clients because you're PT.
No, but I don't do any one-to-one. It's all online. I've got
online.
Okay.
I coach like hundreds of thousands of people online when I take people on 12 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
So I have a platform that has everything that they need. Most people just need education and the basic stuff, right?
Mm.
So my routine is, I love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So I do a lot of sparring, a lot of training through that, at least 3 days a week and like 2 to 3 weight sessions a week. So at least 5 days a week.
Have you ever clocked a client?
We'll take that as a no comment.
No comment.
You get me?
Do you get girls that are trying to get sessions just like to move to you?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. My DMs are mad.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah. A lot of, there is a lot of that. And have I done that with a client before?
No comment.
I did, yeah. Just so you know, like PTs are like, a lot of shit used to go down in staff rooms, bruv. A lot of shit used to go down. And PT nights out, I'm telling you now, are crazy, bruv. Yeah. They're like, as hard as they go with fitness, they go that hard, bruv, with other bits. So 100%. Not me personally.
Our male PTs generally...
insecure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know it as well, especially bodybuilders, bro.
Okay.
Insecure as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to go to that, come from football background.
Yeah.
Change room banter, right?
Yeah.
Any sport. Sport gives you confidence that I think bodybuilding can't. Mm. Most people I think that start bodybuilding are insecure people that are trying to deal with some stresses. Yeah. So they attach themselves into that zone of eating food from a fucking box and all this madness that they do, bro. It's crazy.
Meal prep and all that.
And it usually comes from insecurities and not being at a place. Like, for example, I know for a fact you were liked in school. You got along with everyone, right? Both of you guys, right? So you didn't have this desire to be liked or be a certain way because you're probably comfortable in your skin.
Maybe I got fat shamed every day though.
No, but
were just thrown out there. It made me think, you know what? Maybe I need to work out.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, or maybe like, but I just, you know, I just thought maybe I need to just...
But I'm talking about like the way you sit and the way you are, I can tell by the way you walk and the way you talk, bro.
Yeah.
You're not insecure,
I'm comfortable myself.
And you're confident.
Yeah.
I know guys that look like fucking Action Man, bro. Yeah. The most good looking lad you'll see, you'll be like, "Rah, bro, he's a good looking lad." And you see his shape, he's like, "Rah, he's in good shape." And he talks to you and his body language, you're like, "Oh my days, you're insecure, bro."
Yeah.
You'd think your life is perfect.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So... the bad thing of fitness is it can create that image and it can create, I think, an unhealthy relationship with fitness sometimes, which is why it's important to introduce like balance. I remember I used to go to bodybuilders and I used to be like, "Raw, hey, Harry, your right bicep is looking kind of small today, you know?" And I used to play with his head. I see at lunchtime, man's doing arms. Yeah, I used to play mind games, bro.
You see me with gym, I feel like you don't need it.
If you don't personally need it.
No, you do, bro. How can you say that, bro? You're just saying that because you've got good metabolism, bro. You eat a lot.
Not in terms of you don't need to work out. I'm saying the actual gym concept, going, paying monthly, this.
Mm.
Bro, you could do 90% of the things in the gym by yourself naturally on road or with whatever.
You can, but what it does is, like, first of all, if you want good body composition, you need to do weights to build some muscle, right? To be robust for the activity, whatever activity that you're doing. But what the gym and separating those things does, what we're probably doing right now, there's a reason now you're in a studio instead of your home.
Yeah.
You're creating that separation. And when you're here, you're on. It's podcast time. Let's go. Mm. Let's smash it out. And when you go home, it's your home space.
Mm.
But what sometimes happens is people mix that up too much in one space. Then they can't get their headspace into, okay, it's time to train hard now. And then you start to get bored. Like when I step into a gym or when I go to jiu-jitsu or whatever, brain is like, okay, it's go time. Body's like fired up, ready to go. If I was to train at home or even in a park and stuff, I'm like, nah, that's a bit long.
But you see, over the years when I used to go gym, I even speak to people that still go gym now. I realize this, people use it more of as escape from their life. And not in terms of I'm going to get fit. Dude, I swear to God, I've seen people come into the gym, sit on one machine for like 45 minutes on their phone.
Yeah, yeah, you're
do
right.
Do like three, four pulls and then cut.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And it's like, what are you here for?
I reckon it's better to do that than not go at all. Because if you're stuck in that structure and you're thinking I'm lazy today.
Yeah.
And you went and done 2-3 sets, it's better than be like, oh, I'm lazy and not even going. So at least you have it in your routine.
There's that as well. But then there's two escapes you're talking about. Now, do I go to the gym and escape there? Or do I go to the pub and drink alcohol to escape?
Yes.
So when you put things into
perspective,
that is way more important. Or even worse, I know you man wouldn't have an issue with that, but a lot of the Western world, and depending on your culture, relies socializing through alcohol and drugs.
With us, we don't drink. So much times we go to like events, like
they're only offering us alcohol. Even I feel like the culture in this country is based upon alcohol.
And that's where the problem lies. Like if you need a bottle of wine to go to bed or to have a good time or to even have a conversation with a girl or a guy, then there's something you need to work on individually, you know, because I chat to guys like, okay, let me have a few drinks, I'll go chat to him. I'm like, yeah, pussy old, bruv. Just go, bruv. What do you mean?
That's why I say, as a man that don't drink, I feel like I don't need that. Like, I feel like I can enjoy myself without it. I can, like, I can go out there, I can speak to someone, you know? Even if I speak to a girl, she don't like me, I don't care.
When I see people drink sometimes and I've seen them, like, proper intoxicated, like, gone, you see a dark side. You see their demons coming out. And when I mean demons, like, truth starts to come out sometimes of how they feel about certain things. And you're like, oh my days, I didn't know this about this person, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I bet you see it at events.
Yeah, I meet people and they start opening up, like,
mad, isn't
some
it?
Things that, like, you're just... you'll just see a racist side to them out of nowhere. Yeah. You'll just like see like a dark side out of them, or like a proper like
you chucking shit on the ground, you take shit in the ground, didn't it?
I've witnessed firsthand. Like, I've witnessed friends. I swear to God, friends sitting drinking, having a laugh, this that. Bam, a few drinks later, it's gone over the top. One bear says something, the other bear says something back, and then he mentions something that he wouldn't have mentioned if he weren't on alcohol, and then bam, fist fight, this, that, madness, people, do you get what I'm saying? All over what?
When you see people on drugs, there's less fights compared to people on alcohol.
Yeah.
I've never done cocaine or anything like that.
Yeah, same, never.
Never, ever. And people always get shocked. They're like, what do you mean, dude? You don't do it on that? I'm like, no, bruv, stop comparing me to your culture. I don't do that.
They think automatically we're not on that at all.
And I always say this, I'm like, if you're raised in the hood, it's never that.
It's never
that. They might sell it to you, but it's either weed or like maybe that, nothing else, right? Mm. And I've smoked weed a little bit, but not a smoker. I've just a few puffs. Mm. But what I did do last year, first time, and I won't lie to you, was the best experience of my life, is magic mushrooms.
I heard about that, you know.
Psychedelics, my brain, I'm not going to lie to you, bruv. Since then, I've been meditating every day.
I know a friend, no names, who would like to take it and keeps trying to get the man them to take it.
Can you explain the journey? Like, you took it, surely you felt normal because...
So what happens is...
Did you eat a chocolate?
I was in Australia. I did it with one of my boys who's actually like a bit of a shaman. So for me, it was like, if I'm doing this, it's going to be a spiritual journey. I don't want any of this like going out clubbing and like, oh my God, I saw some fucking shapes. All this bullshit, right? I didn't want any of that. You know, so I was like, if we're doing it, we're doing it properly. He gives me the thing. His house, it's called the Health House. And it's like, it's funky. There's patterns, there's this, there's that. He's like a tribal motherfucker. He's got drums and shit.
Spiritual.
He did like a little ceremony. Yeah. Man's playing the drums. Next minute, I'm feeling primal as fuck. I'm ready for war, bruv. But like, I just feel healthy. I feel good. I feel it kick in. There's just this, you get a spike of dopamine and you start to look at shapes and start seeing shapes change a little bit, right? But you can put that focus into anything. What I mean by that is it drops your fucking ego like no tomorrow. Yeah. I went to a part of my brain that I didn't think I could. Me and Hans Zimmer went to places. You know Hans Zimmer?
Oh, Hans Zimmer.
I love that music.
Yeah.
That on mushrooms. Music on mushrooms.
He's a classic.
Is mad.
Obviously, the mushrooms, they activate a certain side of the brain that's not really being stimulated.
It opens up.
And it opens up like that side of the brain. And even there's been reports that people take mushrooms and like their thought processes are faster and more sharper afterwards because their side of their brain is working and the connections in our brain are working through. And the brain's a muscle. The more the brain works, the stronger it gets. So I do get that side of it. But what I would say is we can't determine if it's the mushrooms. That's just our thought process.
When I took it, when I did it, and every time I do it, I'm like, it does make sense. Mm. I see things differently.
Maybe I just don't understand it because I've not really been in that.
And you know what the bad thing is? Yeah, if you do it, bro, I'm excited for you, man.
Would you put it on pizza?
Nah.
As a topic? Oh,
okay, hear this out, bruv. You know when you do it, you hold onto your phone and you go, you're like this. Oh my days, that's disgusting. You hold your phone and you're like, oh my days, bruv.
Because the germs on
bruv, you come back to nature, bruv.
Not germs, because technology.
Because technology, you're like, shit, this is toxic. You're like, fuck this. Yeah. You look at bad food, you're like, no, I don't want to eat that.
But would you not look at your phone and think, oh my God, that's so incredible. It's sending signals to the sky and that's-
Nah, it's
that
like-
That satellite is sending signals somewhere else and it's hitting off that tower.
Nah.
And it's going to, and we can speak to each other straight away. Like, wow.
What you think is, you look at the universe and you go, oh my days, I am nothing.
Yeah. No, I thought that's important. As legit, a human, bro, that's important.
It's the, and that was the first time in my life, I'm not a religious person. I was like, all my days, I think there is a higher power.
The world according to Tabzi and Ida.
So me and Hides are chefs.
Yeah.
We don't really think about the health. We just think about flavor and how easy it is to clean the dishes after.
Yeah.
That's true though. Bro, am I lying? Like, if something got like five dishes, like five pots to clean, we're kind of like, I really want to cook it. Like, you know, we got a radio show.
This bro hates doing dishes.
I hate doing dishes, bro.
What radio?
But brother, he thinks we enjoy doing dishes.
No, but bro,
he thinks just because we do the dishes, we enjoy it.
I'll hoover the whole house.
Brother, you're a grown man.
I don't want to do dishes.
Like, do the dishes.
I'll pay someone to do dishes.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what, you know what I mean? Bro, like, come on, allow me, bro. Two things I don't do, I'm sorry.
Man, cook, bring food.
Laundry and dishes. I told my mum, my mum was like, why didn't you bring your laundry? I'm like, oh, mum, I've learned how to do laundry.
These times he's been paying for the past year for someone to do his laundry.
So I tried to do it. I looked at it. I'm like, I done it. Like, I just done my bed sheets. Mm. And then I thought, imagine I've done all my clothes.
Them buttons.
You put the things in the washing machine and then wait for it to finish and then bring it out and then hang it up and then wait again and then grab it and then fold it and then put it in your wardrobe. Nice, that long. Is long. I'm sorry. I sound like proper spoiled brat, but I'd rather pay for it, bro.
No,
I'd rather work. I'd rather go out, get a job and work to not do laundry.
Do you know what it is with dishes, bro? When you do them, you realize it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
I swear to God.
It's only when you let it pile up. That's when it's
a fairy liquid, bit a little scrub thing. That, bam. I find it kind of like satisfying.
You guys live together?
Unfortunately, yeah.
We do. Every now and again, we get a knock on the door telling us to, if we can
It happened yesterday.
Or not.
Happened yesterday.
Yeah, you get that. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. One of the neighbors knocked yesterday. Well, someone knocked. I didn't know it was a neighbor, innit? Zoo's got up. He's gone out. It's been like 10 minutes. The front door's still open. He ain't come back in.
Yeah.
Come outside. I'm looking down the road and Zoo's nowhere to be seen. Scratching my head. So I closed the front door, innit? I went back in, chilled. He comes in 10 minutes later with a plate in his hand. Like, bruv. They asked man to turn the oven on, but they got some futuristic oven, so I don't know how to do it. And they're all there saying, I swear you're a chef. And he's saying, bruv, this oven, I've never seen it in my life. Like, how do you use this?
Yeah, that,
and
that.
They're trying to show him because they can't touch it or anything.
Yeah,
that's mad.
They ended up staying in there, eating some beef with them and bulgur wheat. It was a Jewish holiday.
I can't remember
what it was called.
Golders Green is all Jewish, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's both. It's quite stoking. Yeah, it's similar. But I feel like on the other side, it's like,
There's
a mix.
Hendon Way splits like Cricklewood, Golders. That's like the Iraqi side. That's the Jewish side. Okay. But there's mix. There's Iranian Jews. There's Iraqi Jews.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of Iraqi Jews.
Oh, really? Still. Yeah.
Been a minute since I've been around there because I was born in Tottenham, but I moved. I went traveling. Lived in Australia for a bit.
Mm.
Traveled like Indonesia, Asia.
Australia's nice,
but I think it's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
Because I live there, I've got quite a bit of Australian following. Yeah,
so,
but
dude, yeah, mate.
Yeah, crikey.
It's
go for Bali.
What are you, you fucking lebo? That's what they called me, bro. I was at a night out and this girl tried to cut in front of me. I said, what are you doing? But she was trying to flirt and I pied her off. And she went, go back to your country, you fucking lebo. And I went, what the fuck did you say? I switched, I went London, yeah? And all my boys there, they were like, dinner, calm down, you're making a scene. There was a few people that knew us there. And I was like, what do you mean not make a fucking scene? You haven't experienced racism, bruv, so you don't know how it switches. Yeah. And then I had another friend there, he was Moroccan and he was bare relaxed about it. I said, are you fucking stupid, bruv? This is why people get away with racism. I went and found a Lebanese security guard. I went out my way to find, I said, bro, where you from? He goes, Lebanon. I said, cool, come. I said, this fucking bitch told me to go back to fucking Lebanon. Get him the fuck. He goes, brother.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
I was like, what?
Bro. Yeah, to them it's this.
I can't lie, you look kind of Lebanese now, don't you?
Yeah. You look like me, what are you talking about, bro? And I was like, I couldn't believe it how he was like, and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's not why
I love Australia,
bro. I get what you mean.
But it's because Zoo just came back from there and he said he witnessed the same thing. Like,
I was working in a place here. Listen to this. It's called Blacktown. Guess which area they put all the Sudanese refugees when they came? I was like, how did they get away with this?
What country is this?
Australia,
like,
bro.
Australia. Yeah. And then I was working. When I first went traveling, I was working. It was like the hood part of like Sydney. I was working there and I was working in a Foot Locker. These few brothers came and I was working with a couple of Nigerians. And you know, when you're at the till, they tell you who made the sale so they can get the, not commission, but like see how much they made that day. Yeah. So I was like, who? She started pointing. I said, what? The black guy. She goes, oh my God, you can't say that. And I was like, and I was tight with the Nigerians there. I was like, yo, I'm pretty sure he's aware that he's black, you know? And she was like, yeah, but you can't say that. I said, just a heads up, people with that mentality tend to be racist.
Yeah, they're the ones that say, oh, I got black friends.
But like, Australia is great. The country is beautiful. You need to go 100%. I lived there for 4-5 years. I loved it. But what killed me the most is the people are friendly, the people are cool. What killed me the most is life's too easy.
Home and away, innit? I saw this.
Home and away, that's exactly what I said. Imagine this. You got a beach very close, right? Your minimum wage is $19, $20 an hour, right? You got beautiful women everywhere. You got great coffee. You got sport. You got amazing weather.
Good food, good meat.
Why would you be motivated to be successful, bruv? It's all there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you're living in a council estate and where you're from, you're hungry, right? You create some purpose.
Like we lived in Harrow Road and just down the road is Maida Vale.
Yeah.
So it's like two completely different kind of places.
And when you drive past.
And then we used to walk through Maida Vale and just see Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
£5 million houses, and then £10 million houses.
Yeah, we'd go from somewhere like down the road where just like the cars are just like getting, like, and if you had a nice car, it would get stolen. Like you can't even park your motorbike without locking it and putting an alarm.
Yeah, I feel you.
And we'd walk down the road and just see like a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it's mad.
And then it'll be so close to us, but yet so far away. So at least it'll throw in a spark and drive a bit of hunger and push us towards that. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't just be happy.
That is like anytime I do something or buy something, it's literally like the younger version of myself. Like I'm from like a council state as well. I went to school in Newham, college in Hackney, born in Tottenham, all about like literally where I'm from is all like that. Slum. All my family, everything. All I can imagine is like, have a nice car one day, live somewhere half decent and whatnot. So every time I purchase something like this, it's like when I buy a pair of Off-Whites or Air Forces, I'm like, I can just go buy that now.
Yeah.
You think of that. Whereas the kids that are, I guess, are born with more privileges, I think it's harder.
Did you ever buy anything that your adult self wouldn't really want, but you just bought it because you wanted it when you was younger?
Bruv, you know what I did, I was in Australia, right? I was wearing flip-flops. Yeah. It was my birthday a year ago. Yeah. What, 21, I think. I was walking around. I really wanted a nice watch. And I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I wanted a nice watch. I was walking around in flip-flops, backpack in Australia, shorts, like kind of traveling sort of vibe. I walk into this watch store, like they got Rolexes, Hublots, APs, all this shit, right? I walked in and the guy was like, oh, you looking to buy? I said, oh, maybe. He looked at me like I was some dickhead. I was like, show me the Rolexes. He's like, I said, nah, Rolex makes me look too Arab. I don't want that. You know, when we wear it, it's too bait, innit? If us men wear it, it's too bait. So I was like, I'll try the Hublot on. Let me try the Hublot on. Try that on. It was fitted nice. I was like, oh, sick. Yeah, cool. I'll have it. And he looked at me like, so are you looking to buy in the next 6 months? I was like, big man, I just said I'll have it.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like with shock. And I was like, bring your manager and he's going to give me a discount because it's my first timepiece and it's my birthday. And I just walked into a shop with my flip-flops, walked out. And I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like, I was proud of myself.
Yeah, I was like, you need them moments sometimes, man. Because like you said, bro, when we were young.
Don't even wear it, bro.
I had that moment. I had that moment as well, similar moment. But what made me not even want to wear the watch at all is I met some really rich people, like really rich, and like became friends with them,
Structured
with them, kind of learned their mentality. And they would never wear it.
Bro.
I'm like, bro, you're seriously rich. Like, why don't you just buy all these watches? He goes, yeah, I'll buy them, but I won't wear them. There's no point. Like, what are you going to wear them for? Like, and then they had serious money. So I'm thinking, hold on. Here's people out here without serious money trying to wear them. And then he just wants like good quality clothes. He don't care about the designs and things. He just wants things.
Don't care about no names, nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference is? We're like what I call like new money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's rich. And then there's wealthy. That status is a whole nother like status of like none of the materialist things matter. But I think it's important like we go through that phase to like understand it. Because bro, when you come from a hood, You want women, nice car. Yeah. You either want to be a footballer or something. It's just that, isn't it? Because you don't know any better.
Something.
Like, you didn't come from a family where they're like, okay, son, we have a mortgage and we have your trust ready.
Here's your first house.
Here's your first house.
When you're 18.
Remember, investments are important.
He runs a fund.
I mean, yeah, just remember, like 5% it goes onto this and 20% to this tax.
Yeah.
You're just thinking, right, I just got to pay 20 bags, bruv.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a watch. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my days, how much you got left in the bank? I don't know.
Who's that at the door?
Well, there you have it, my people. It's, you forget how long you talk for, innit? Once you just start talking, bro. Next thing you know, time's up.
We can go on forever, you know?
We could go on forever still, no lie.
Mushrooms. madness.
That was, I appreciate you for coming on.
No, thank you guys for having me on.
I hope you enjoyed it.
That was great fun. It's good fun, yeah.
Do you want to tell the people about your podcast?
If you search Dylan Cartel on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, you click one link, you'll be in the funnel, and then I'll find you.
There you have it. Obviously, follow us on the show socials, Tubbsy and Hyder on our joint Instagram, Hyde's Official on my personal Instagram.
I am Tubbsy. Thank you for coming, Darren.
Darren. Cheers, everyone. Thank you.
Let us know what you think in regards of our conversation today, if you agree with anything, if you disagree with anything.
And obviously, we mentioned before the George Groves podcast. Make sure you go check that out if you want to hear another podcast. Former boxer, former champion. And we got Els.
Big up Els.
We're in the studio next week. We got Els the Witch. Big up Els. She's going to be here. So make sure you lock in, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.